News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The National Gaeltacht Housing Campaign Group Tintawn is going to hold a protest today outside Leinster House, calling on the government to take immediate action on the housing and language crisis in Irish-speaking areas. Now, among their demands are that Údarás na Gaeltachta is given the power to establish Department of Housing, that funding to the Department of the Gaeltacht for housing be increased, that there be a national planning statement for the Gaeltacht, and that a Gaeltacht population and housing strategy be drawn up for each Gaeltacht language planning area. It is a fair shopping list and a fair complexity of requests. John Prendergast is with us. He's advocacy manager with Conran and Nagelga, I should say. John, distill down all of that will achieve what?
Gairmaga, Anton. So I suppose these four simple demands, if you think about them, are just what the Gaeltacht needs to survive in terms of the language being a community language and a language spoken within homes and intergenerational transition from parents to children. The difficulties experienced by people in Gaeltacht areas in getting planning permission to build their own homes, in getting few houses to get on short-term or on long-term rents is disproportionately difficult. And obviously there's the added complexity of areas being vulnerable places of linguistic sensitivity. So those demands in terms of getting the powers for Údarás na Gaeltachta to weigh in terms of housing policies for...
But does that mean that Údarás will make a decision that says you can't live in the Gaeltacht if you can't speak Irish? Is that essentially it?
No. So it would just be in terms of... So every county council has, with the Gaeltacht area, has... language conditions and language clauses in terms of housing in the Gaeltacht anyway. So we're just seeing that Údarás na Gaeltachta, if we're given these powers, would be able to, you know, weigh in with some of the other state bodies like Uisce Éireann, for example, and alongside the county councils, just to ensure that there is a proper, I suppose, supply, provision for housing for Irish speakers in the Gaeltacht. So
hang on, we're only going to connect your water if you speak Irish.
Just that was just an example in terms of one of the state bodies that is obviously at play here. So there's huge sewage issues as there is not of rural areas and stuff, but that would just be one of the issues. So one of the major points.
Sorry, John, I don't mean to be facetious, but again, I don't quite understand how Údarás na Gaeltachta connects to Irish water and sewage.
So obviously, housing is a multifaceted issue, and one of the excuses I think we're getting back is that you can't have new houses generally built in areas just because maybe the sewage systems aren't up to date. So a lot of them need to be updated, and Uisce Éireann obviously comes into play in that. So that's one minor slice of the pie. But Irish speakers and Tintawn and other groups since 2021 have been promised housing policy from.
How does Údarás na Gaeltachta help connect your water to the sewage system?
No. The point I was making was that Údarás na Gaeltachta would have the linguistic, I suppose, understandings of Gaeltacht areas, so they're able to, you know, facilitate those conversations alongside state bodies like Uisce Éireann and like the county councils.
And has Údarás given any indication that they are eager to take on this role?
Yes.
So you're protesting in the hope that the government will give the powers to Údarás. I assume you have raised this with government. What was the response been?
The Údarás na Gaeltachta Bill 2024 is being amended at the moment. It's currently going through House of the Oireachtas. So, there's a good chance that Údarás na Gaeltachta will be given the powers and hopefully also the funding to establish just a housing section within Údarás na Gaeltachta. And there are a few people working, on the topic of housing in the Gaeltacht within Údarás na Gaeltachta at the moment. So it seems like it would be a logical step considering Údarás na Gaeltachta is the state agency responsible for the cultural, economic and social development of the Gaeltacht. So without housing being at that on that portfolio as well, it'll be very challenging, as we've seen all across the Gaeltacht, because there are language plans being implemented up and down the country in different Gaeltacht areas, and the idea is to increase the amount of Irish speakers there, but people are finding it more and more difficult to work with communities that aren't able to to, you know, because of the disproportionate amount of summerlets, Airbnbs, booking.com, that kind of thing. To
Gaurav Mogath, John Prendergast, Advocacy Manager with Conran na Gaeilge.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.